You're tuned to KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online at kgnu.org. The time is 11 o'clock. Wake the children up. It's time for Smash It Back.
Soldier as the sentry he did stand. He saluted a fair maiden by a waving of his hand. And then he boldly kissed her and he passed it off as a joke. He drilled her up in a sentry box, strapped up in a soldier's cloak. And the drums are going a rock and the boys too loud he played. Fairly well, Polly me dear, I must be gone away. All night they tossed and tumbled till the morning did appear. The soldier rose, put on his clothes and said, farewell my dear. And the drums are loudly playing and a voice that's sweet to play. The word for that, pull me there with you, I'd gladly stay. And the drums are going a-rockin' and singin' a voice that loudly play. Fairly well, pull me there, I must be gone away. If anyone comes a-courting you, you can take them to a glass. If anyone comes a-courting you, you can say your country lass. You don't have to tell them that you ever played this joke, that you got drawn in a sentry box wrapped up in a soldier's coat. And the drums are going a-rockin' and singin' a voice that loudly play. Fairly well, Polly, me dear, I must be gone away.
I can't begin, I'm a soldier, won't you marry me?
And I'm the dearest Polly, this thing can never be. For I'm a wife already, and children I have three. Two wives are allowed in the army, but one's too many for me. And the drums I go and I rock and I rock and I voice the loudly play. Fairly well, Polly, me dear, I must be gone away.
Soldier, why didn't you tell me so? Your parents will be angry when this
becomes
known.
And when 9 months had been and gone, the poor girl, she was shamed. She had a little militia boy and she didn't know his name. And the drums are going a-rockin' and a voice they loudly play. Fairly well, Polly McBear, I must be gone away. And the drums are going a-rockin' and a voice they loudly play. Fairly well, Polly McBear, I must be gone away.
People think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think
you should listen to Smash It Back, Punk and Other Junk.
Punk is punk is punk.
What do you like about it?
Well, I like that it's like it's something new and it's just reviving like old rock and roll, and it's like it's raw again, it's for real, and it's fun, and you know.
A special St. Patrick's Day Spring Pledge Drive edition, Friday, March 17th, 11 to midnight. See you then, buddies. All right.
So how would you define punk?
Punk rock or...
Everyone's hair should be blue because that's the best colour. It looks so good.
Smash It Back, Punk and Other Junk.
Don't even know.
lying low. By telegraph they did insert a great reward for my arrest. My figures, size and form and my name without mistake. They broke the brogues, 1,000 pairs, this great reward for to obtain.
All right, here we are, another Friday night here in the Boulder studio. Smash It Back, Punk and Other Junk. You just heard who was that? The Stiff Little Fingers from Belfast. I'm joined here with Steve Whitehead, my good friend, for the Spring Pledge Drive. And it's a special St. Patrick's Day edition, all Irish punk. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing pretty good, except I'm still reeling from hearing that awesome promo for the show that I don't think I heard on KGNU at all this week, especially not today. So I'm actually kind of peed off, if you know what I mean. But that was an awesome promo, so thanks for making that up.
Thanks. It's a little shameless plug for the show, but you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
So
because we are on the pledge drive, right? We're almost wrapping this pledge drive up, I guess. I think it's over on Sunday.
That's right. Sunday's the last day. I think it ends in the afternoon. I'm not 100% sure, but... And we've got some momentum going, but we need to keep that momentum going. We need you to give us a call at 303-442-4242. That's the studio hotline. Or you can pledge online securely at kgnu.org.
That's right. You know, if you only listen to Smash It Back, you might not even know that we're in the middle of a pledge drive right now, but or near the end of it. But in fact, we are. We come at you twice a year, once in the fall, once in the spring. Actually, sometimes a little 3-day booster in the summer or something if we need to make up a little money.
Mini drive.
It's just we need to raise some money to keep the station going, and this keeps us going for the next 6 months. So if you call up 303-442-4242 or go to kgnu.org, you're able to pick a membership level that works for you, and you can sign right up and either renew your membership or become a new member of KGNU. It's really simple. You can become a solar member for as easy as $5 a month, and that just comes right out of your bank account every month forever. And you can get all sorts of really cool CDs, tickets. We'll probably mention some shows coming up that we have tickets for a little bit later down the road. You can come down to the station and just browse around and maybe pick out a little gift for yourself. We have really cool T-shirts down here, although we don't have a Smash It Back T-shirt yet, so we're going to come up with one of those hopefully by next drive is the plan. We're going to see. But at the 8850 level, which is, of course, the same numbers as our call letters on the FM dial, you can pick up a really cool shirt for representing Honky Tonk Heroes or Reggae, the Dub Palace. Radio Waves is a cool little radio waving at you. Anyway, that's the type of thing. And most of all, you just help keep KGNU going and Smash It Back.
That's right. I actually, the last pledge drive, I put my pledge in, which I do every year, and I picked up a Dub Palace T-shirt, which I wear proudly. It's a nice quality T-shirt, and we've got all kinds of T-shirts, like Steve said, except for a Smash It Back T-shirt, which we need to get on. And I got some ideas with that. I think we should make a T-shirt kind of like an old 80s punk flyer with like a $2 entry fee into the show with a bunch of bands on there and maybe some Pusshead artwork. Steve's bro.
Yeah, my bro.
Pusshead. But yeah, he's right. You know, it feels good to donate to KGNU. We run on a shoestring budget. I'm just amazed every time I come in here and the amount of equipment that we have and the upkeep and just everything. It's like a finely tuned machine. I don't know how it works. I don't know how this machine keeps working, but it does. And it works because of people calling up like you. Calling up or pledging online, kgnu.org, or give us a call at 303-442-4242. I think we should get back into the music with our all-Irish Smash It Back show. It's mostly music from Northern Ireland, a little bit from the Republic, but surprisingly, there wasn't a lot of punk from the... From the Republic of Ireland that I could find. I don't know why. A lot of troubles in the north, so that maybe fueled the punk.
Word.
Anyway, let's get back to it. The Radiators from Space, coming up next at Smash It Back.
Give us a call, 303-442-4242.
right, that was The Detonators. Light at Your Window. Band from Belfast. Late 70s Belfast. You're tuned to Smash It Back, Punk and Other Junk, with our all-Irish punk music special. And it's our Pledge Drive edition. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to Matt Kelleher, who's pretty much made our night. He's the first-time pledger, and he pledged online at kgnu.org. His favorite shows are Smash It Back, Opera Box, and Swing Shift. That's quite an eclectic mix of favorite shows, but...
Yeah, it's awesome.
It is. Thank you. Big, big, big thanks to Matt Kelleher. And let's keep it rolling. You can call in 303-442-4242 or securely online at kgnu.org. They say it takes 2 minutes. I've never pledged online. I pledge on the phone usually, or I just walk into the station, throw down my credit card, and go into the browsing room right after I do that and get my premium, which last time was a t-shirt I mentioned. And it's easy. Give us a call.
Yeah, it's awesome. I was just reading your sweatshirt for the first time. That's pretty nice. I'm going to have to read that off a little bit.
Yeah, it's my...
A little bit later.
It's my... I only wear this once a year. It's my St. Patrick's Day jumper.
Yeah, Irish prayer.
Yeah, it's an Irish prayer.
But yeah, thanks, Matt. Thanks for tuning in to Smash It Back and listing us as your favorite show, along with the Opera Box and Swing Shift, three very unrelated, disparate shows, which is awesome. KGNU obviously has a wide range of eclectic music to listen to, and you know, I really appreciate that about this station. I love being able to tune in after midnight and hear some just bizarre stuff until 3 a.m. sometimes. It's not, of course, always bizarre. A lot of times it's not bizarre at all. But if you do tune in in the middle of the night, you're likely to hear something that could really open your eyes. Also right in the middle of the day. I mean, it's just an awesome resource. And if you appreciate that, then please renew your membership or join up for the first time at kgnu.org or by giving us a call here in the studio at 303-442-4242.
That's right. That's the beauty of KGNU, is all those different kinds of music. We've got so many different shows. We've got Under the Floorboards, which just plays some of the craziest music. We've got Little Theodore, who's been at KGNU for I don't know how many years, 30 plus years. And we've got Swing Shift. We've got a Zydeco show. We've got reggae. We've got dub. We don't have a metal show. Maybe we'll get that someday. I don't know. But you know, we've got punk, which is great. There's not too many stations that have a punk show. There's one commercial station in I'm not going to name names, but it's pretty much mallcore kind of punk, and this is the real deal here. I know Steve was a little worried when I said I was going to play all Irish punk, but he was thinking it's going to be all Dropkick Murphys and Flogging Molly and stuff, which is perfectly fine, but we're going way back to the 70s with this stuff tonight, 70s and early 80s. But yeah, give us a call, 303-442-4242, or pledge securely online at kgnu.org. Just takes a minute. I think we'll get back into the music.
It sounds good.
Yeah, we got Rudy coming up. This is a band from Belfast from the mid-70s. Keep it super glued on KGNU.
Well, what a joy to be with you again. Actually, I managed to get home over the weekend for the first time in a week, because previously I'd not been able to because of the snow. So on that account, it was a good weekend. But better than that, I spent one day in Belfast and one day in Dublin. And I don't exaggerate at all when I say they were two of the best days of my life. I've not enjoyed myself so much for a very, very long time indeed. So for all of the people that I met in either of those places, or indeed in between, the people who looked after me, this programme is respectfully dedicated, and most especially to the people at the Harp Bar. We have two sessions for you, one from the Undertones, the other one from Protex, a bunch of good records, starting with this, which is another Northern Ireland band. These are the Idiots.
Do you really like your parents? Do you really
And that, you'll not be at all surprised to discover, is called Parents, the first record released from the Idiots, and it's on Good Vibrations Records. That's how many things are. And it comes from a forthcoming double single, I suppose, called Battle of the Bands, which also features Rudy. We'll hear that track later on. And The Outcasts and Spider, and their half of the double single has not yet appeared, so I can't play that.
And I'm happy to say that letters have started coming in about the Undertones excellent EP on Good Vibrations Records. Just this very day, received letters from John Galway, like the flute playing that your dad does. William Brown, I don't actually much. John DeFalb, and that's it, actually. But here's the record, Undertones and Teenage Kicks. What a treat. I'll tell you what, you know, I've not done this for ages, but I think we ought to hear that again. Hold on a second, just talk among yourselves. Listen this, when you listen to it this time, those of you who are familiar with the work of Loudon Wainwright, last time I played it, the pig said, that lead singer sounds like Loudon Wainwright at times. It may sound a bit fanciful, but listen to it again and see what you think. An excuse for playing it twice. Thank you.
Yes, would you please dedicate any rip-offs or sec track on your show to Vinnie, Skirm, Strings, Julie and Caroline, and it's from Vinnie Cunningham, who lives in Innishowen Gardens in Craigan Estate, Derry. How could I possibly say no, Vinnie? Here you are, a classic if ever there was a classic.
Nice segue there.
Thank you.
Who was that?
Who was that? That was Rufex. And they were originally called Roof Rex, but it's R-U-E-F-R-E-X, Rufex, originally called Roof Rex. I like Roof Rex better. Like they get onto roofs and wreck them.
Yeah. Hey, there's been someone climbing on roofs around my neighborhood lately, apparently.
That's not cool.
They just pull up in a truck and get up there and wander around, and then this guy even left a ladder there the other day and just took off.
That's strange. What are they doing? Trying to climb down the chimney or something?
Yeah, who knows? But it could be one of those guys from Roof Rex. He's probably about 50 years old now.
Yeah.
If that was out in the 80s.
Just they're from Belfast, so tune your ears into that accent if you hear him talking. You
right.
know it's one of the Roof Wreckers.
We were in Belfast together one time.
That's right. Full disclosure, Steve and I spent some time in Ireland many years ago.
Yeah, I spent about 10 days there, but Dave's basically Irish.
Not really, but yeah, we spent a bunch of time there. I spent 2 years there, and Steve came over and hung out with me, and we stayed in Dublin, and then we did a little one-day road trip up to Belfast, and we had a great sandwich at a little sandwich shop, as I remember.
Yeah, I remember checking out the murals and getting out and taking pictures of them and stuff. And after like the fourth one I took a picture of, you said, you know, you could get shot for doing that. And I was like, really? Why didn't you tell me that a few pictures before? And you're like, I don't know, they're cool pictures. And we left.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah, and we made it out.
We made it out alive. I think we drove up there, which was exciting. You get to drive on the opposite side of the road.
Yeah.
It's not like the Autobahn. You can't go real fast, but it's fun. Driving on the opposite side.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, someday we'll go back there. But for now, we're dialing for dollars here.
That's right.
We're looking for your pledge. We've got about, 7 minutes left in the show. Time is 11:53. You're tuned to Smash It Back every Friday night from 11 to midnight. It's the spring pledge drive. Give us a call at 303-442-4242. You can pledge $10 a month. $5 a month if that suits you. Really, whatever you can afford, you can pledge online at kgnu.org securely. It takes a few minutes. It's easy. We've got one pledge tonight, and it's let's keep it going. We'd
yeah.
like a couple more.
You could pledge tonight and come on down to the station tomorrow and browse around for some CDs or tickets, or hey, we've got restaurant vouchers and stuff like that. For I know I've got some in the past from Hapa and Sushi Zanmai, and it's just a pretty good deal. You give us a little something, we give you something back. Of course, we give away tickets all the time here at KGNU, and we always ask that you be a KGNU listener member. And hey, if you're a member, then you can pick up those tickets guilt-free and just listen guilt-free all the time to your favorite shows like Smash It Back.
Yeah, that right there makes it worth it. Just being able to call up and win those tickets. Back when I used to go out at night and go to concerts, I don't do that anymore. I've got a couple little kids, and so I got to stay home every night. But I used to love winning tickets, and you know, you can once a month you can call up, and you know, we're giving out tickets pretty much every day. So that alone pays for your membership. So give us a call, 303-442-4242, KGNU.org. We've got about 6 minutes left in the show. Our special St. Patrick's Day. Smash it back. 6 minutes left in St. Patrick's Day until next year. And let's get this done. Give us a call.
When we were 9 long days at sea, our sea stores was all gone. And there
I'm going to try to squeeze in a couple more tracks. Here's the Outcasts. You're a Disease is the track.
Captain's kindliness, he kindly gave us more. We would have died with hunger ere we reached the other shore. It's when we landed in Quebec, the sight that met our eyes. 300 of our Irish boys, which did a sore surprise. With a thank you.
I cursed the fate that parted me from the comrades of my boyhood and my own dear Irish home. Sweet boyhood recollections, you will ever fondly bind me to the friends I left behind me, far o'er the raging foam. And then, dear Kilnamartha, where one time I resided, 'tis sad I am divided.
Thanks for listening to Smash It Back. Join us again every Friday night from 11 to midnight, punk and other junk. And thanks to Steve Whitehead for joining me. He's disappeared somewhere. Don't know where he's gone. I'm going to hand it over to Mikey. Sleepless Nights, 12 to midnight. You're tuned to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online at kgnu.org.
And death has come and taken me. I fondly will remember thee, dear land that I adore.